answer that.
Okay. So, hello to everybody. Welcome. It's lovely to see some new people and some older old people, not old as in old, but people that we've known before. Yes. So, can you give me, put them there? Yes. So slow burning joy. For us, joy is for everybody. Joy is on the spectrum, right? And it moves not like on a straight line, more like the graph like this that goes like that, like the price of the gold or something like that, you know. So joy is like that for us. But we're going to talk a little bit differently. It's related to the joy, but it's different. We really, really, really cannot say really enough times believe that it only takes a few conscious people to move an entire group, massive group of people. So if you've got, you know, 100 people in your family living right now and you're the only person, what's that, 1%? Is we correct in that? 1%? It only takes you to do work on yourself, to expand, to explore, to discover, to transform, for that to set up the motion within your family group, the living group, right? For that reverberation to occur. They may not change, but what happens is it creates the space for change, right? It creates this movement. Now, if you think that you're one and you've got 100 people, one of 100 people, and they're all living, and all of those people, they might be actual, you know, like blood relatives or the married in kind, like Caroline, she's a married in kind, then you then think about the ancestral groups that those people have, right? So from the one, and then we've got the 100 or the 99 left. So now we've got one. Those ancestral groups could be thousands, thousands. And then if you think about if you're affecting, if this one is just by the work, the conscious work, and we say conscious, not the by the chance work, but the conscious effort, the conscious turning up to things like this. We've got to use the word religiously, although you all know what we mean by that. You know, and really taking the time to understand the self, to explore, to, you know, make changes, to try something new, to be nerve-sighted. Is that the word? Nerve-sighted. Yes. Then you are affecting that group. And then all of those people, the space is now created for possibilities, and it might be a tiny little step with the little toe. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Something has happened. Then it goes back to the thousands of ancestors, right? Thousands of ancestors. That energy, if you can imagine, it's this little person. We've thrown their stone into the water, and there's a little ripple, and the ripples get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it goes all the way out there. That then creates this, you know, this tidal wave, if you like, of energy that has gone out there where the possibility of change can occur. We actually don't have to stay like this. We can actually, if we want to, if the time is right for us or whatever they decide, we can experience change. And what happens then, it's like this whooshing down through to the descendants. So one person. And we really, really, again, many, many reallys believe that one person in a group can make, one conscious person in the group can make all of the difference. And so we don't care. We have always said, one person turns up to a circle, we run the circle. Because that one person could be the person who is actually on the verge of something marvelous for their group. And so when we see each one of you, we don't see one person. We see entire groups of people. We see your neighborhood, your family, your workplace, your nation, the whole group. We see all of that. So for us, it's incredibly, incredibly important of the that the conscious, the people who wish to be conscious and consciously work, are nourished, nurtured, supported, and have the capacity to turn something into joy, to be able to create the space for joy. And actually, what we're doing in this circle, what did you call it? We want to keep saying slow burning, but it's not that.
Slow building.
Slow building, slow building. Slow building joy is actually creating the space for joy to occur, for joy to live, for joy to be a thing that is not something special that happens on Christmas Day when presents are opened, but is something that is just part of our life. It's not mundane. It doesn't just become that thing that's called joy. It's actually this thing that is there, the slow building. So the slow building is not necessarily we're going to start here and we're going to end there in ecstasy. The slow building is really this idea of creating the space so it's always possible. And we can always build it up as we need it. And as we need to diffuse something, we can bring it down slightly. And that's really what we want to perhaps do tonight is to introduce people to this idea through the journey space tonight that you can create the space for joy, right? You've created space for joy at the moment in your bathroom cupboard because it's got space,
Yes,
right?
absolutely.
That's right. And you open it up and it's just so joyful. Not necessarily because all of that stuff has gone, but because there's actually space there and you can see what's there. And what is left is what you really want,
Yes.
what you really need.
In an orderly fashion.
That's right. So it's tidy,
So
it's
good.
clean, there's space. So you can think. And of course, you can think, what can I add to that space, right? So that in itself will bring you joy. You may not put anything in there, but you might. And if you do, and you open that cupboard in 6 months and it's chockers, what are you going to feel?
Cluttered again.
No, you're going to
No.
feel joy
What?
because you looked at that space and you thought, you cleared it out, you emptied it out, and then you put, what can I put in? And it was joyful. Every single thing that you put in there was joyful, right? Because it's conscious. It's not the cupboard that you throw like that anymore. Not that. Quickly open it and put it in so that everything doesn't fall out. It's not that anymore. It's a conscious space that you've created, which brings you joy, and it's meaningful because all of those things in there are needed and they're meaningful. So,
Multitudes of
yes. So
them.
if you put, so if you do fill it up again, it's not something to beat yourself up. It's like, maybe I need to create some more space for some more joy. So I need to take some of this stuff out and create some more space for joy. So that's really what the slow building is. It's about creating the space so it can build up. And then when it needs to be less, it can, we can diffuse it and we can, it's like this beautiful, what is that? What do we want to say? Like work in progress. It's like this motion of the water in the womb. We're going to think all of the beautiful things like that. So that's really what we want to create tonight. So slow building joy is really creating the space for ourselves and for others to be in that space. Because if you think about it, it's like it's in your pocket. I've got a space of joy in my pocket here. And you get yourself into a situation that's unpleasant. Everybody's unhappy, or even when you're in the supermarket and you can see somebody screaming at the poor Czech person because they haven't got the right cigarettes or something like that. You can get the book of the joy, place it on the bench there. And no, we are not, we look like we're being silly, but actually we're not, because it's like that space is available. So let's deploy the space. Let's deploy that. And that's what we mean, like the conscious people going out into the world doing this work. It's not just about working on yourself and then knowing that you're going to affect backwards, sideways, backwards, and forwards. It's also when you're out in the world being responsible, being accountable, and taking your space of joy and depositing it somewhere, right? And letting it open the space up for other people to feel, because the joy that you would be creating is not joy. It is actually calming people down. It's a diffuser. So it's and it's letting people breathe. It's letting people come in back into themselves. It's releasing that poor Czech person from the grip of whatever has been going on. And it's just balancing out that space. So that's what we mean by diffusing. Other times you might want to, you know, the laughing joy. So does anybody understand what we're going to work on tonight? Yes? Good.
What is the difference between joy and happiness from your perspective?
It's a good question. Perhaps we like to use the word joy because for us, it's about, we can't think who the person is, but anyway, you could have a hedonic life or eudaimonic life, right? So we are, of course, in the eudaimonic camp, which means that we're looking for the good life that is, the long good life, not the falling out of the plane and that was great. Now we need to fall out of the plane with no parachute because it's no longer exciting just to fall out of the plane. So we're not hedonic. We like to have this eudaimonic idea of being in the world and experiencing this, the good life, they call it, right? And the good life is not about being good. It's about really connecting with the energies of the world and feeling that. So that to us is joy. Happiness is, I can be happy talking to you. I can even feel joy. I would probably feel joy. But happiness for some people is can be fleeting. It can be in the moment, which is not a bad thing. Right? But for many people, when they seek happiness, it's like not artificial.
Affectation.
It's not artificial, but for many people, they seek happiness. Mm-hmm. So it's like seeking advice. It's not you necessarily creating that or you are seeking it, so you want it to be done to you, if you like, or you want it to happen. Yes, it's outside. Whereas for us, joy. Now, other people might think I don't agree. That's perfectly fine. But for us, the word joy means really coming from within and coming out of us. So, but we are creating it. So it's our gift, if you like. But it's a part of who we are. It's a part, joy is a part of who we are. So joy for you, the joy you bring to us is not the same as the joy you bring. Thank goodness. Why would we want it the same, right? We want difference. We want the uniqueness of the joy because that actually, what does it do? It actually brings us happiness, right? The joy, the unique joy of others brings us happiness. So happiness is related, of course, to joy, but the joy for us is that really intense experience coming from within. The cells create it, the blood creates it, the breath that we take in creates it, and it comes out and, you know, it's out in the world, but it's us. It's us. Is that right?
Feels okay. Thank you.